I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up and turn on all the lights, y'all. Oh. Well,
show on a Monday, goodness gracious, off and running on a Monday, that's for sure. If only the breaks could tell. If these walls had stories, they had airtime, you people would enjoy it.
We did that before,
very much.
Years ago, we did that on the air before.
No way you had that conversation on the air.
On the morning show, sure did. Yep, back when I was on the morning show. Things were a little bit more raunchy in the morning. Yeah, back when I was hosting.
I was going to say, I'm also not going to bring that up at this point. At this particular point in time, I think that is off the air conversation. Wendy's Big Show. You can come to see us live. Racine County Fair Thursday. We'll be out there 2 to 6. We'll also be at the Miller Brewery Tour location on Friday 2 to 6. Come see Sparky, Baby Tausch, and Gary out at those two locations this week, Thursday and Friday. Also, one coming up in August. We'll have those details for you a little bit later on in the week. 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. You can get at us on Facebook and Twitter. 1057FMTheFan on both. Are you less worried now about losing Malcolm Brogdon over the weekend? The big news, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro, whose post-game show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Kyle Korver in the house. A lot better on a 1 year, $2.5 million contract. I would imagine everybody's feeling a lot better that it's Kyle Korver, the 38-year-old shooting guard who's worked with Mike Budenholzer, than the 34-year-old J.R. Smith, who forgot the score in the NBA Finals.
Doesn't mean it's telling J.R. Smith, though. J.R. Smith hasn't signed anywhere, has he?
I'm going to pray that it means no to J.R. Smith.
Doesn't mean that J.R. Smith is done yet.
No, Leroy's going to get mad at me for saying.
They still have another spot, as far as I know. So whether or not they fill it or not, I don't know. But I think they still have one more available roster slot. So this doesn't, I don't think, rule out J.R. Smith necessarily. Yeah, man, it was good. I was at a youth baseball tournament over the weekend, and I got a text from my buddy, and he's like, they just got Korver. I was like, all right, cool, 38, let's go. This is a guy, like you said, played under Budenholzer in Atlanta, been in Philly on their run the 1 year where nobody thought they were going to do anything, and had a pretty decent run in the playoffs with Ilya Sova and those guys. So I don't – for me, when you look at Kyle Korver, he's simply a spot-up shooter. He's not going to defend anybody necessarily, but you hope that Brook Lopez, Robin Lopez, Giannis, Bledsoe – some of those guys can be good enough defenders where you can not worry about a horrible defender, maybe,
or yeah, especially
below
at
average
the rim.
Defender, whatever, in Korver trying to defend somebody in front of him. He's probably not going to keep anybody in front of him, and he's going to be a guy that's going to run to a corner, Leroy, and wait for the pass to come to him,
let it go.
Catch it and shoot it. That's what he's going to do. He's going to do it probably 15 to 20 minutes on a given night, and that's all you're going to ask. I don't think you can ask Kyle Korver to play 30, 35 minutes a night every night. I just don't think that's going to happen. I still think it's Wesley Matthews is going to start. Korver's going to come off on that second unit with another aging guy in George Hill and see what happens on that second unit. So now it's George Hill, Kyle Korver, and Robin Lopez are 3/5 of that second unit for you as of right now. That's what we're looking at. And then I'm assuming who? DJ Wilson is probably another one of those guys on that second unit that'll probably come off the bench as well.
That'll probably be the offensive four that would come off with that crew if you're going to run it on a lineup 1 through 5. Gary, right now at this point, are you less worried about the loss of Malcolm Brogdon with the acquisitions that you have, Wesley Matthews, Kyle Korver at this point as well, with Robin Lopez and re-signing your dudes and Chris Middleton and Brook Lopez?
Yeah, less worried. Now I'm going to take it one more step. This team is better than the team that lost to Toronto.
So they're a better team now than they were last year.
Yeah, this team is a better team than it was last year with Korver and with Matthews. They add anybody else? With Lopez. Who else they got, Steve?
Those three?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
On roster construction? Or is there internal improvement?
The depth is absolutely... I think the depth is much better than what they... Because I feel right now if Middleton struggles a little bit, I think Korver takes some of that away from... I mean, kick it. Let him have it. I think Matthew still can get to the hoop. I think he still can knock down a couple. I know they don't like mid-range, but I still think he can knock down some mid-range. I still think he can play some D. Now, I know Katie George is gone, so I don't know how much one of them Lopez, I think he's going to be okay with it. But the brother's still going to come in, and I think is a good backup center. Not only am I not worried about losing Malcolm Brogdon, but this team is better than what it was last year. I mean, I can't believe they were able to recover and get some of the players, well, get the three players.
Sure.
That they got after losing Brogdon. Because I thought when you lost Brogdon, I thought that was a big deal. But listen, could be straight honest with you. It ain't my money. But I just thought that the contract that Brogdon signed, he needed to go to Indiana. I mean, that was a big deal.
That's a starter contract. That's not a contract that usually you can put in there if the dude's going to run the second unit
offensively. And I don't blame Brogdon because I think that's his biggest and last payday.
And there's a part of it that I just want to start. I want to start in the NBA. That makes sense too.
Mm-hmm.
We had the conversation last week if off the Eric Name article where John Horst, who he interviews in the conversation, talks about they're going to need a lot more internal improvement if they're going to get to the places that they were last year. If they're going to be a better team was the quote that I think we'll be a better team next time we're in the Eastern Conference Finals than we were this time around. So for you right now, are you less worried about losing Malcolm Brogdon and the loss that you have there of a 50-40-90 guy in about 16 points a night, 4 assists, 3 or 4 rebounds a night is what you were getting from Brogdon after the acquisitions of Kyle Korver, Wesley Matthews, and Robin Lopez?
It's going to be hard to make up what Brogdon brought. I mean, it just is. I mean, you can sign all the people you want, but it's hard to get a guy his age, you know, and what he brought to the team when he was healthy. Because you didn't bring back nobody his age. I mean, you got older guys, older veterans, which I like. I do like veterans. I mean, if you look around the league, most of the people filling their rosters out with veterans. These guys, now remember, these guys got contracts. They could have went to other teams. They want to play with Giannis. Kyle Korver ain't going to go not many places. He going to get a wide open look because everybody's going to collapse on Giannis. I mean, wide open. And if they run out towards him, that's when Giannis, thank you. I hope you guys saw me. I was at Sherwood up in downtown Milwaukee. I had my new Giannis's on.
I saw you with the Freak One Zooms on. Yeah.
Yeah, I bought them, by the way. I didn't want nobody to send me nothing free. My wife said, stop that.
While Leroy Butler does that, you can always send a pair 15s to the station if you'd like to.
They ain't sending nothing. If we were going to send something, it would have already arrived.
Look at you.
Okay.
With the proper English.
Yeah. But, and I'll give you guys a review maybe next week when I get my other pair of the Freaks.
Your customized Leap pair?
This is great. If you're booting and sitting in your office and you say, we got who? Because he probably could have got another $1 million more from somewhere else. But he's going to get a chance at his age to play for a ring and get what most shooters crave, a wide open look. So if you Bucks fans, you got to be excited about that. You really do. I mean, you need shooters in this offense because this offense means they're going to swing that thing. And when you get it, it's supposed to already – already be on the way to the basket. Don't even think about it.
And Kyle Korver's catching shoot.
Yes, and so is Lopez. Shoot it. That's the only way you can get Giannis to be a repeat conversation about MVP. We need to open this floor up for him. So I was very, very excited about it.
Kyle Korver in on a minimum contract. They still do have the one spot available. They do sign Frank Mason to a two-way contract over the weekend as well, so he could possibly fill that that spot up and down with a couple of different two-way contracts the Bucks have. But right now, are you less worried about the loss of Malcolm Brogdon with the additions of Robin Lopez, Wesley Matthews, and now Kyle Korver? 414-799-1250, live at 105.7fmthefan.com. There's one part of it that Kyle Korver brings that I want to address next. Could be the real missing link for the Milwaukee Bucks. 105.7 FM, the fans. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Bill Baby Tao Schmidt alongside two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leap 36, Leroy Butler. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here as well as Anthony Mandela, intern AmFam on the other side. 414-799-1250 is how you get with us on the phone lines. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us, 105.7 FM, the Fan. That's where the mentions go nuts. And the mentions will go nuts, and they were. Lighten up. And Kyle Korver announced earlier this weekend that he made his decision between the Milwaukee Bucks, Philadelphia 76ers, and Leroy Butler, your Los Angeles Lakers. I think that part of it is big because he played for Coach Budenholzer, so he understands that the touches and the system is going to work because it works for Kyle Korver to be able to be an all-star at one point, which nobody else would have expected him to ever be an all-star. So this was a culture signing, I feel, not necessarily just, you have Giannis, I want to play with Giannis.
Well, I think it all goes together as well. I mean, it's a perfect storm for him. The system is probably first. And then if I could play with an all-star to boot and challenge for a championship, that's amazing. But he wouldn't have fit in at all with the Lakers. No, it's not enough shots to go around. But if he's sitting at the end of the bench and the assistant coaches who do the substitution, get ready. And it's like the second quarter and the Bucks are down like maybe three. He goes in. And they're going to give him three or four wide-open shots the next three or four times down. If he makes two of them, boy. Now you got to extend that. It's a lot of things you can do. So this was a go-for-it signing, too. That's the Bucks saying, listen, we got one more year with this window open, maybe two. But next year, we want to get back to being the best team in the NBA, and this solidifies that because we need more shooters.
Korver, after being traded last year, Sparky, back to Utah, where he spent the majority of his career, the better part of his career, also with Philadelphia when he opened up, shot some of the worst from three that he had once he went over to Utah. But in a year where you're 37 years old, averages about 8.5 points a game, what is a realistic expectation that he's going to give you night in and night out?
I think somewhere in the area of 10 to 15 minutes a game and probably, I don't know, 6-7 points, something like that, a couple of shots. I just think when you're, you know, 38, 39 years old, you aren't running this dude, like I said, 30 minutes a game. You just can't. I think you're going to have to try and balance minutes out between him and Wesley Matthews and so forth and pick and choose your spots where you're going to run them. And furthermore, I'll take it another step forward here. If he plays 20 minutes on a given night, does he play the second night of a back-to-back? Or does he sit the second half of a back-to-back? Sterling Brown gets a little extra run or whatever. I think you've got to manage all of this. And with Budenholzer being there and having been his coach, I think communication will be good between these two guys as far as what Korver needs for rest and minutes and all that stuff. We know Budenholzer is all about being player-friendly when it comes to making sure these guys are healthy throughout the year, making sure they're rested, making sure they're ready to go in the postseason and not burning them out during the regular season like certain other coaches in the NBA have done in the past. So I don't think anybody should look at Korver and go, oh yeah, he's going to average, you know, 20, 25 minutes a night and give us 10 a night off the bench. If he does, awesome. Can he do it all year and still have his legs when the playoffs begin? Don't know, but I guess you'd find out if you want to run him that much.
But I think that's the most important part of it is that you just mentioned it, the playoffs and how
that's
much you save him for the playoffs. I don't know if he plays more than 21 minutes in a regular season game.
See, I don't,
right now I'm expecting him to play about 20 minutes in every playoff.
I don't care about the minutes. I care about the opportunities. He has to average five threes a game. I don't know how many minutes that's going to happen.
When you're, five attempts is what you're saying.
Right. Five attempts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish he would average 5 threes. That'd be awesome.
He's averaging 15 just on threes.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
He had to average 5 attempts a game. And if he's just letting it go and making it, Gary, he ain't coming out.
Kyle Korver's on the Klay Thompson level, right?
Shoot it.
Where I said Klay Thompson could shoot threes from a wheelchair.
Come out when you miss.
Kyle Korver can shoot threes waking up out of bed. He drains 2 of them. But
what he does.
Gary, when you look at a dude that, and I can be blowing this out of proportion, being media guy here, but this is a guy that LeBron James threw the ball to for a last shot in a playoff game where you have... Last year, seemingly all year long, we asked the same question of last-second opportunity, who does Giannis pass to? Kyle Korver could be that option out of those 5 dudes.
Well, right. He's sitting in the corner over there. I mean, you know where he's at.
Yep.
You know, Giannis coming down, he likes to drive, kick. I mean, and wow, this is what they need. They need guys around Giannis in order to make him better. And I think this will make Giannis... These two additions, with Matthews and with Kyle Korver, will make Giannis a better basketball player.
You look at Utah last year. He played 54 games for Utah last year. He averaged 20 points a night. He averaged 5.5 threes in 20 minutes of play and averaged 7.5 shots in 20 minutes of play.
Oh, he going to get him up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he is bashful.
And this is what I'm saying. This will take – I think this will also help Middleton. This takes a lot of pressure off of Middleton right now.
Because, like, you're always looking for Middleton to make sure have you,
he
the
was
five
your guy.
Three attempts every single night.
He was that guy.
Now you know somebody lockstep every single time he touches it. Kyle Korver's never met a three-point opportunity that he doesn't like.
Now here's what's got to happen. Now, because you just, what Steve just read now, everybody's got to be on board with Kyle coming in and getting the shots that he's getting.
Well, let's let it fly for everybody.
Yeah, DiVincenzo. I don't know if this stunts his growth.
DiVincenzo, him too.
Yeah, both of them guys. But I don't know.
Because Kyle's taking some shots from somebody.
Yes, it is.
You can say let it fly. But somebody getting less shots because of Kyle Korver.
Sterling, I just told you who he's taking it from.
Sterling Brown and DiVincenzo are not going to be, I don't think, huge factors in this team this year. They're going to go with
the
vets. They're going to go with the vets. They just are. And you're right. On nights where they rest these old guys, then you'll see a little bit more of these young guys. But once you get to the postseason, I just don't know how these guys get on the floor if everybody's healthy and doing what we expect them to do throughout the course of the season and the postseason.
Carl's on the south side. He's up on the fan. Hey, Carl.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all been? How y'all been?
Good.
And good, my brother.
Listen. And congratulations, Leroy, upon your wedding and everything. And happy birthday to you and Gary.
Thank you.
And the fellas just holding down the show while y'all was gone, man. Y'all did a phenomenal job. I just want to let all you guys know, man, I'm proud of all y'all.
Thanks.
You know, we don't hear that enough. So I want to get a love out there. First things first, man, I recently saw a video, and I don't hear too many people talking about this, of Kyle Korver already in the gym showing Giannis how to shoot, getting his form right. I think that's huge. We've all been complaining about the mid-range game. Gary loves talking about that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that mid-range game, if he can get that shot consistently off the elbow, I mean, it's going to be phenomenal. I think that Brogdon not wanting to be here, because we don't talk about that enough, too. We keep talking about the luxury tax. You're talking about, well, we didn't spend enough. We didn't do enough to keep him here. He didn't want to be here. You know, there's plenty of articles out there. It's public information that this guy said that Milwaukee was one of the most segregated places that he's ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to lose that Brogdon narrative. He's gone now, all right? We got to move on. We have a sharpshooter in Wesley Matthews. We have another sharpshooter in Kyle Korver. I don't care whose minutes they take, all right? But this really looks bad, and I don't really want to bring out this, but it looks bad on Middleton. Because it shows that, you know, they're bringing in another shooter, something that you're supposed to do, that we just paid you to do. But we don't trust you enough, so we're going to get an old man by the name of Kyle Korver to come finish your job. You know what I mean? Like, that just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, no, you shouldn't see it that way. I mean,
I'm trying not to.
Yeah, I think it's something that we needed.
And that's true. And that's why I said, you know, let me take a step back.
Yeah.
You know, let me hear what the guys think about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, plus it's new. We don't know how these guys are going to gel.
Right.
You know, I'm also looking forward to seeing Giannis' brother. You know, maybe he might end up taking DiVincenzo's, you know, minutes. Because that guy can ball, and he's actually, you know, he's played point guard in New York. You know what I mean? It's going to be crazy how Bud get these guys, you know, to jail. And one more thing that I want to say, because you know, I got to go back in. I got to make this delivery.
Right.
I think that the Packers this year, all right, the Packers this year are Super Bowl bound. Mm. I think that the Packers will have a top 10 defense. Mm. I don't think that the Packers will lose to anyone in our division more than once. Mm. I think that we sweep the Bears. Mm. We play the Bears in the NFC Championship, and we go on. I think we'll end up beating maybe Dallas.
Why don't you make one more prediction? Will that championship game be at home, or will they take the George Hallis Trophy again at Soldier Field?
I would love it. This time I want it at home.
Okay.
I think that we've hurt the Bears enough. I want it at home. We need to bring that mystique of Lambeau back. Because we're losing that frozen tundra of mystique, you know what I mean? I haven't heard anybody being afraid to play in Lambeau in a long time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So to get that back would be amazing. I love the show, fellas. Thanks for taking my call, man. Peace.
Appreciate it, Carl. I hope
call, Carl.
That latter prediction is a spoiler and not a prediction from Carl, because that would be amazing. That would be outstanding. But from what he just said, Gary, you don't seem to buy it that this move is geared towards Chris Middleton.
No, I think it's going to help Chris Middleton. I don't know. You build a team. That's how you build a team. That's why LeBron James is building a team. Does adding Anthony Davis hurt him?
Nah.
It's going to help him. Steve, I don't know if you got it. I just sent you over the top five duos in the NBA according to Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, that's fun. They did...
We did it a week ago, but
yeah.
Middleton and... Giannis is nowhere to be seen.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
But we had him in our top five.
Well, they don't have the flash and cachet of like a Dame and CJ.
I don't even think they were in his top
John
five.
John Wall and Bradley Beal.
I don't even think they were in his top five.
Is this on Twitter, Gary?
It was on Instagram. Did I just send to you? Open your...
I don't have anything.
I sent it to Billy, too.
Do you have it? Do you just want to read it? Or
yeah,
no?
You know, I can't get to it, Bill. You don't know how to do all that kind of stuff, man. Just...
This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM and theradio.com app. Get an update and get some stories from Gary's fishing trip next on The Fan. Show on The Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, the radio.com app. You miss anything, any word that Leroy Butler says, that's podcast gold. Go to 105.7fmthefan.com. Click on Fan on Demand, brought to you by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. Coming up on Wednesday, a little forward thinking with our friends at Ford Financial Partners. We'll have Rami Makhlouf, our good old friend, will join us at 2:35. Tony Ortiz from The Ticket up in Detroit will join us. Do a little NFC North look around as the Packers and all other teams will open up training camp coming up this week. Packer rookies are in St. Norbert College. God bless them today.
Heard about Ha Ha Clinton Dix in Chicago, right?
Going up on the PUP list right
start,
out of the bat.
Start training camp. Heard already.
Also, in the first episode last night, as I was watching the All or Nothing thing, the Panthers thing that on Amazon Prime, the video did you see earlier this weekend that a lot of people were giving haha some grief about with a backpedal that they had during the Carolina Panthers game?
Yeah, I saw that.
Where he was like lacing his gloves up as the play was going on. Yeah, haha, it's all good.
Yeah, but it'll be okay. So I'm gonna defend him.
Yeah,
that was a Hail Mary. I believe it was a Hail Mary play. He's already 30, 40 yards back deep, cuz. So
you're saying they're in prevent defense. It is what it is.
Where's he gonna go?
Sure.
I mean, I'm not the premier safety on this radio station right now at this point. I'm sure Leroy can talk a little bit more, but he's already 30 yards back. If you don't like the guy, you don't like the guy. That's one of those type things. For me.
Or it was just a funny video.
Or if you thought you want to make fun of the guy and show everybody that don't really know football that they weren't.
Now look at this dude. Look, he doesn't even care.
He doesn't even care.
He's not even out there. He's not even like trying hard.
Not even trying hard.
I just don't get it.
You want this on your team.
It's always fun.
Go ahead, Steve. No, go ahead.
You saw Brandon Woodruff, Brewers officially announced their move.
No, what did he say?
Birch Smith is coming back up.
Good. Birch Smith made, I believe, 13 starts in AAA this year. So if he pops into the rotation, or he'll probably go into the bullpen, and Adrian Hauser would then be the relief back in the starting rotation. We'll get all of Adam McAlvey's thoughts on that coming up at 4:48. Seth Everett joins us in about 10 minutes from right now. Gary, North this weekend celebrating your birthday. Did they bite it all, or what was the situation
they were biting,
up there?
They were biting pretty good.
Who is they?
What were we catching? The fish.
Oh, I thought he was at an establishment. But go ahead. Now, what is mosquitoes?
Some would call them that. Fish. But the fish. So,
No, he was biting pretty good. And I don't know if Leroy's ever done this or not, because I knew Leroy. I know Leroy grew up fishing.
I just go to the fish market.
When you were little.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. Growing up?
Yeah.
Did you go fishing growing up?
Flies and frogs. That was my bait of choice.
Because there's a lot of water in Jacksonville.
Yes.
I mean, bass, tons of it.
Widemouth bass.
From the projects, I didn't know if you was on a boat or not, you know, on a boat.
No, I never got on a boat.
Shooting from the banks, right?
We used to put the net out to get the mullet.
Oh, my God.
Mullet's like a carp, really.
Kind of fish, yeah.
In the mud. You put the little net out.
Right.
And then one of our friends said, we can go down by the old creek or creek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And get some wide mouth bass, but you have to have a fly on it or like a little jig with a frog on it.
So you never fished with a fishing pole?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. That's why I put the little.
Where'd you guys go fish at when you were little?
This is like a little creek, and they used to open up to a big lake.
Okay.
And sometimes the bigger fish would get trapped, and so you guaranteed to catch something.
Okay.
I didn't want to sit out there just for an hour and catch
anything.
That's
the worst part about fishing for me.
I know, right?
I never catch anything.
Well, we had a little fishing hole.
I'm gone after. Well, I only give it like 25, 30 minutes. Like if I'm not, I'm the total millennial version of it. Like, I'm not getting anything in the first like eight casts. I'm walking somewhere else.
No patience.
I go check out the other lily pads.
You need to do the bottom thing, Dave. Like the little popper thing. Sit on top. It goes under. Got to fish.
That's how I thought you had to fish with the bobber.
Just watch it. If it goes under, you
got
to
pull it.
I didn't know people fished without them.
Now, Leroy, you ever catch and release?
Yes. Oh, certain fish we did catch and release.
See,
if it wasn't big enough,
yeah,
we always threw it back.
So I never played the game catch and release. Now, you know I'm straight country boy.
You were never catching just for the sport of it.
Eat everything.
That mullet, thing, you may not want to eat. Turtle if we caught one. You name it. Whatever come out. Eel.
I don't want no
snake.
Turtle soup and make it snappy.
We cooking it. We never played the catch and release game. I mean,
that was kind of funny, Leroy.
You guys know my motto. If it's big enough to hit my bait,
it's on my plate.
It's big enough to hit my plate. Hey,
this guy's a scavenger, man.
Big as my finger. I'm putting it because I got one of them nice little, you know, my grandma had one of the little knives. You can just scale a little bitty one off if you need to, because she had a little bitty knife you had to. We had to fry right up.
You asked me, I asked you, do you scale the fish?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. So, we did a little fishing, you know.
Oh, nice.
And I saw the people out on the lake, Leroy. I mean, you know, I think I was the only guy there of color on the lake.
Allegedly.
You were in northern Wisconsin?
Yeah.
It's probably a safe bet.
Is that a safe bet?
I think I would take you over the
field.
If that was the gambling aspect.
Stop. Because I met Mitch earlier. I want to make sure I get this in before he throws off the air.
What?
Did you just say of color?
Of color.
What the hell did that mean, man? Just say you were black.
Okay, whatever. You said it. There you go.
Gary's a black guy. You're going to estimate you're the only African-American man on the
earth. Let's just use Leroy's turn. I'm black.
Is he black?
I'm going to be nice about it. Of color.
That's when you go check in the box.
Of color.
Did you get in the water?
You know, chokers out there, they got the big bass, they got the big boats,
Probably seven poles, five motors.
They got the poles. I should have took a picture of all this stuff. They got like 10 poles, five poles on this side,
professionals.
Right? What's the guy name? The fisherman guy, Jack Boucher or John Boucher?
That's 24, man.
John Gillespie.
No. There's a fishing guy. Is it?
I knew Babe Winkleman growing up.
No, Boucher or Booker or Boucher or something like that.
Deluxe Danny Bush on the Cutting Edge Outdoors, 6 to 8 on Saturdays.
Matter of fact.
Tom Neubauer.
Tom or John now?
Tom.
Him too.
Actually, helped me get my fishing pole.
very nice.
Right?
Hook so I up. Know it's nice.
Oh, well. $19.99, right? Had a good price for it.
And the weather was good for it, right?
Yeah.
The weather was good.
Yeah. So, yeah, these jokers got like five. What's the guy name? You don't know a guy named Joe Bowker, John Butcher, 414-799-1250.
Ain't nobody.
You
got no
fishing
about.
Guy. He's a big fishing guy at a fishing show.
Yes,
way up north. I forget the guy. Went in his shop. He was there. Bowker, Butcher.
Nice.
So, anyway, all these jokers out of the lake. Yeah. You know what? Man. Yeah. You know, they got all these poles. I just got the one that you just throw it out. They got the bobber on it. I'm just catching. Got
to have a bobber. Yep.
What's the boy do the morning show here?
Tommy the True and D-Lux Danny Bush.
Tommy the True gave me this bait.
Okay.
Where it's scented. You definitely get this bait. He's bait for real, cuz.
They already said you got spraying on it.
What? They got these baits, Leroy, where it's scented.
I like them.
Right?
Gary thinks it's brand new.
Man, come on,
to him it
like
is.
I know it is.
Didn't new the man just tell you he was black? Let
salt,
him finish, Steve.
It's like salt and garlic, ahead, right? Man. And
new brother, say, you ain't never did this.
Yo, cuz, you throw this out there, the salt and garlic. Throw it out there, Leroy. You
baby
throw
child, we ain't never did this, man. Come
so
just
Tommy Newbauer actually ahead, came over about it. You know where I live at. Don't tell everybody. You know what? He came over. I mistaken ran to one of his boys over there hollering at jokers while I'm fishing. I'm out there fishing myself.
Gary knew. I had no idea that he was one of my boys.
I got a text from Kate. Kate says, I didn't know you like fishing. I
go, what's going on? He looking behind him. Yeah. How you doing fishing?
Good on fishing. But I was.
Did you have your hat on?
Huh?
Which hat did you have on?
Well, I had the packer one, the bucket one on.
Yeah, that's some nice.
Get the shade off me. Yeah. I don't want to get too much dark and I'd be looking like you.
Right.
But anyway, so they got this bait where it's like garlic and salt, right? You put it on there, Leroy.
Oh, nice.
It's fake now. It ain't real.
Uh-huh.
It's fake. So Newbauer showed me how to cast it. I'm only catching bass.
Okay.
I'm only catching bass with it now. So you throw it out there, then you got to hit it a couple times. So I'm watching all these guys. They catching all these fish, man. They holding them up. And I saw them throwing a bite down.
They might have been in a tournament.
Back in the water. Somebody else will
enjoy
fishing. No,
this just
they weren't in a tournament.
No tournament.
Well, maybe some guy throwing back under like a pound and a half throwing.
No,
back.
No, these big fish. Big just, fish.
Oh, nice.
Big fish.
They're like lining up like against the ruler, making sure that they're the 13-inch mark that they might have. Yeah,
that could be true too.
I don't know. Big fish. Big fish.
Yeah.
So Roy. I seen all these people out there. They didn't look like me, but I seen them all out there.
Yeah,
they pull them up, take a picture, and they throw them back down there.
Nice.
So I got my thing out there. I'm because you know you can fish for certain kind of fish.
Well, the walleye is the one
which I
love.
Didn't know. I didn't know you can fish. Did you know that, Steve?
Yeah, you can go for a certain.
You can fish for certain kind of fish
based on what you're throwing.
You gotta have
based on what you throw. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Leroy, when I grew up.
I did not know it.
Leroy, when I grew up.
A fish is a fish.
You catching what you catch, you eat what you eat.
Eat.
Yeah. So these jokers, I'm going to tell you the truth right now.
The truth?
This is the first time I did the catch and release.
Good for
ever
you.
Ever in my life.
You've finally grown up.
Well, I felt good about it too, Leroy.
How big was he though?
I caught some.
Couple pounds?
I caught some. I caught a bass. Caught some big bass, cuz.
Like do you know how good that is?
My grandma turned on her grave right now that I threw that bass bite because she's turning over in her grave right
grits.
Now. My mama saying, you be around these people too long. I know she said that in her grave right now. Because you know my mama said that one time.
He's straight subtitles.
Leroy, she turning over in her grave right now. Bass bite this big. Leroy, you know how much food on that would have fed? How many people that would have fed?
Yes.
That big?
And it's expensive too.
Right? So... And I felt good about that, threw him back.
Good for you.
Because, you know, I ain't
somebody else got the joy of wrangling him in.
Well, I ain't as poor as I used to be.
Sure.
How about that?
I like that.
Right. Yeah. So I can, boop, there it is. As long as they let me have to keep, keep me on here, you know, I got a job, I won't. Because if they let me go, I'm going to start eating them again. You know what I mean? Pull them right on out.
You're going to be eating the minnows.
Right.
Raw.
Just like I used to go. Call it sushi.
That's so crazy.
Leroy, we're calling you. So, yeah, man, catch and release, man. Had a great time,
that's
man.
That's good.
Did you take a picture with you?
Well,
took a picture.
I'm about to put a picture up right now. I got my shirt off.
Oh.
I got my shirt off, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
And,
cleaned up or?
Yeah, I manscaped a little bit now. Yeah.
Now, that means you were discussing before. You
well,
should
we
never
were,
say
well,
now.
We were talking about
badass.
What's that?
Yeah.
We were talking about, Leroy.
Yeah.
Should I cut my hair again?
In the back.
I did the back.
Oh, good.
I went to see somebody.
Good for you.
Good call. Don't do it yourself.
Well, I can't reach back down.
Yeah,
no, you can't. No. It'd have been patchy.
It'd have been no, I got a cramp. Yeah, when I got a cramp.
Nobody
but this guy, I forget the guy's name, Joe Bucher. Joe,
yeah, you got B-U-C-H-E-R. Jerry tweeted at the Boucher? Fan, big musky fisherman. Check on Facebook.
I ain't messing with no
Who
musky.
Is he?
Joe, I don't know how you say his name, B-U-C-H-E-R. So it might be Bucher.
Boucher? Bucher?
Bucher.
Boucher.
Bucher. He's got a shop up there.
Right.
And I walked into his shop just to look for some bait, you know.
Nice.
And I guess big fisherman.
I guess big musky fisherman.
Is that what he is?
That's what Jerry says on Twitter.
Right there in his shop. I ain't messing around with them kind of things.
Nah, I ain't messing no musky.
Musky's a big fight.
Yeah. You definitely throw them back.
Yeah. They don't eat good. But like my grandma would have called she musky cuz.
That bass would have came back to Oak Creek though. Yeah. Any bass or walleye, let me
You brought them back?
Yeah.
No, you gotta eat them right there because it's like well, we could have frozen, could have cut them up.
Well, yeah.
Now, there was some.
I got you a nice Yeti cooler.
You want to see the picture? There was some that I did catch, and I. Would you scale them, Leroy?
Filet them? Right.
Filet. No, we don't filet, cuz.
I do. I filet. Uh-huh. He the head.
Uh-huh. I don't filet, cuz.
I don't want nothing what looking at me while I'm eating.
Huh?
What are you doing?
You just. Huh? You scale them?
Get the guts out of them.
Cut it right down the middle. You pull the guts out?
Yeah.
Put them in the frying pan.
No, I ain't doing
that's
that.
Just how I eat them. Don't, I don't even know where you got this, because when you were little, you never filleted none. Your mama never filleted none, cuz.
I wasn't cleaning the fish, so you had your uncle,
your
mama would
they,
tell
they,
me
they
you filet. Filet. Yeah,
no,
you
man, they ain't filet, man.
I don't want to eat
back
no
back in 1981, you weren't even born in 81, was you?
No, 68.
Yeah. Your mama never, 79, 78,
who
your
wants
mama.
To eat a fish if the eyes are looking at you?
Well, you can cut the head off.
What's that called? The Italian people eat the fish, Bazzenzo, what that is, the whole fish, and you put a little lemon on it. I think it's almost raw. I think
what
it's
you call it?
I've body, seen it in the Italian market where yeah, they literally sell the whole fish.
It's a whole fish, and mm-hmm. they eat it.
And it's fat it. All the way through.
What you call
it, Leroy? I don't know what the name
Maybe
of it.
Maybe Seth Everett knows. Maybe we can
yeah,
ask
Seth
him.
Seth definitely knows.
We can All right, ask
so
Seth
should,
on the
Hold
shot.
On. Should I put this picture up with me? With
yes,
my,
yes.
My shirt off?
Well, send it to me first. Let me approve it.
No, I ain't sending it to you because you're going to pick at me.
No. Well, if you send it out, people are going to go at you.
Well, I really. Yeah. No, because you're the hardest. You're my hardest.
No.
My hardest critic.
Well, don't do it then. Just keep it private. Right, yeah,
okay. If you don't want to get fried by Leroy, then maybe just don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe just
do it.
Don't do it.
Because you know people are going to be. Just jealous people. They ain't going to be happy.
Well, why you pick at me then?
You because you're my fun. Boy.
Okay.
It's you're funny. A boy and it's fun. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Talk, to Seth
Talk baseball with Seth Everett next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.